Okay, hi everyone. It is your host of the Supernaturalist Podcast, Beverly Hines with Hair Scripts. And I am here with the famous barber himself, Dr. Justin Weston, okay? I'm really excited about today's topic. We are here to talk about hair loss in teens and children, which, you know, on the Hair Scripts, you know, on the Supernaturalist Podcast and Hair Scripts, we always talk about hair loss in women, but I'm really intrigued about talking about hair loss in children and teens. So Dr. Justin Weston, can you please, you know, before we jump into the topic really quickly, if you can introduce yourself, give us a quick background intro, who you are and what led you to this point, and where can we find you?
Yeah. How you doing? I'm Dr. Justin Houston, found in Southern California, Camarillo, Ventura County. It's a little area about 15, 20 miles outside of LA County. So we're right above that. And what brought me to the business, I've been a barber and cosmetologist for the past 15 years. So what brought me here is just having a passion for making people look good. I remember when I was younger, going to the barbershop, and there was a time where you didn't make appointments. You just kind of waited all day. Mm-hmm. And I love the atmosphere. I love the conversations they had. I love the people coming in, selling CDs, selling chew sticks. You know, it was a good vibe. So not to mention all the barbers are always fresh outfits and good music, good conversation. So that brought me to that side of the business. But to hair loss specifically, since I have a real big passion for hair, I knew there was something else besides just making people's hair look good and stylish and trendy. I had a lot of clients that were dealing with hair loss issues, and now not necessarily dealing with kids. I didn't really see a whole lot of children. Mm-hmm. In the barbershop. That wasn't until I kind of opened my hair loss practice, and then I started seeing more children and teens and stuff dealing with that. But I always knew that there was something else other than just styling hair, like the hair health. Hair health is very important. So, you know, without the hair health, there is no style, right? There is no
right.
There is no trendy look or whatever. So, and for guys, since I deal with more men, all hairs are makeup. So, mm-hmm. you know, we're not walking around wearing, or most of us aren't walking around wearing eyeshadow and you know, an eyeliner on our face, but we have our beards nice and our hair tight and stuff like that. So it's a real important thing. So having your hair is important. So
That's
kind of how I came into it.
So let's unpack this a little bit before we jump into the actual topic, right? Because we talk about women and hair health all the time. So I'm just curious, do men really take their hair's health into consideration? Like, are men thinking, okay, let me make sure I eat the right foods, or I have the right diet, et cetera, to make sure that my hair is healthy? What is the cycle? Like, let's talk about what they go through psychologically, men, when they start to lose their hair.
You know, they start to do different styles. What can I do to cover this up? Whether it's keeping a longer on top, whether it's adding some kind of enhancement to their hair to make it look darker, coloring their hair.
Oh, there are enhancements? Like what? Spill the tea. Now tell us. Are we being kept?
There's different things you can do. Hair fibers are very popular.
Okay. Is that temporary?
It is temporary. It's like Topix or any kind of other brand out there that hair fibers are real popular. Spray on, what do you call it? You know, you do it for the body paint, kind of spray it on there. They have the same thing for hair. Also too, I do another thing called a scalp micropigmentation.
Okay.
Or S&P, have you heard of that?
So I would like for you to detail that for us a little bit, because I'm confusing it with microneedling, with the little tiny needles.
It's very, very similar.
Okay.
It's very, very similar. Microneedling is used for the eyebrows and stuff with a little bit of pigment and ink.
Okay.
Same thing for the scalp. So what I'm doing is I am replicating real looking hair follicles with a it looks almost like a tattoo machine, but it's an S&P machine, and that that machine with the needle, there's different needles for different types of hair texture.
Right.
If you want to go darker, lighter. And you can pretty much fill in the scalp with these real looking hair follicles. And it actually is good for men and women.
Wow.
Yeah. So I've got a lot of women that come into my office and want to get hair, get something done. And because I do laser hair therapy, it takes, you know, months and months and months to see results. Well, some people want a quicker fix.
Right. They just want something they could get out the chair.
Right. Right. Until they get their hair back. So they, right. It isn't like they don't want their hair back. They just want a quick fix until it comes back.
Right.
Right. So, once I do that to them, they're very happy. There's nothing that holds them back from their happiness because it's filled in. They don't have to spray their stuff in there anymore or put their top in or wear hats or put their hair back or up.
Okay, so there's immediate results with that. What is it called again?
Micropigmentation? Scalp micropigmentation.
Okay, and men and women can do that. So that's to cover up like bald spots.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is.
Okay, so yes. Now let's talk about your trichology practice, which is very impressive because I feel like you're kind of monopolizing a little bit, right? You get a you know, a man or a teen or an adolescent in your chair, mm-hmm. and let's talk about how that conversation is transitioning them over to your practice, and then right. What do you differently? What do you do differently when they go to your practice?
Well, I necessarily don't see a lot of my clients that come into my shop at my practice. It's like a whole different clientele. Meaning that people that come in the shop still think that, you know, their hair is cool and they don't, they're either in denial, about it or they just aren't ready to make that step and do something else to it yet. So,
do you say something though? Are you like, hey, you know, your scalp is looking kind of,
because sometimes the styles that they want, or they're getting, you know, they get them repetitively every week or every 2 weeks, they're starting to look a little different now.
Right.
Either because their hairline's receding or I asked them if they want some enhancement. I kind of be a little easy with them because people are very, feelings are involved when it comes to their hair, right?
Right.
That's all we have, like I said. So I either try to ask them if they want some enhancements or I try to come off easy like that.
In right.
A way I kind of understand that they know that something's going on here. Or I ask them if they want to try some of my treatments that I have that I offer, either shampoos, conditioners.
Are these treatments that you make or are there?
There's a company that I partner with that actually has a packet of conditioners, shampoos, and stuff like that. And I partner with them and I do laser therapy for men and women. So what laser therapy does, helps their hair to grow back through the nutrients, pretty much blocking the DHT in their scalp and helping their hair to grow, allowing all the nutrients to get in there properly with infrared laser light, as well as microneedling in the scalp and ultraviolet high frequency therapy and a nice scalp massage that I always do. I'll do a different manipulation, either tap, potent, vibration, things like that to the scalp.
Right. So I want to make sure we don't go over people's heads, right? So let's talk about DHT. Exactly what is that and why is it important to block DHT?
So DHT is dehydrous testosterone. And sometimes we have a high, depending on your hormone level, we have a high volume of that in our body. What that does, that targets your hair follicles, meaning it targets it by not allowing the right nutrients to get to your follicles so they can grow properly. In layman terms, you know, there's more science behind it.
Right.
But a lot of times, you know, you will use like some products like minoxidil, for example, which is 5% minoxidil is Rogaine pretty much, right?
Right.
So Rogaine does work. It's an FDA approved product. It really does work, but it's not going to work as good if you don't block the DHT first. So you have to put that inside your body to help block that. So the product can enter your body good, as well as cleaning your scalp out. So sometimes you have to add products to the scalp to help detox the scalp out.
Right.
So then the
products.
Say it again.
Would you like? Do you mind name dropping some of the products, or you prefer not to?
What do you mean? Like
naming the products that you use.
Oh yeah, yeah. I mean it's by XTC as a company out of New York, and I partner with them. To pretty much it's a you have to be in the partnership to kind of use it to kind of
gotcha. So it's kind of you can't buy it as a consumer, like it has to be
not as a consumer. Yes, you have to be an actual, I guess, a trichologist or a registered affiliate of them.
Gotcha.
But I mean, anybody can be available to any kind of products. You just have to look out there, look at shampoos that have DHT blockers in them. Look at shampoos, conditioners that are like light on the scalp that don't have a high volume of sulfates and parabens in them. So you want to find something, you know, light in your scalp that, you know, doesn't have all that stuff in it to help. So,
right.
But I do have a product out that I just formulated. It's called Hairgenics, and
okay. What that is,
it's a hair growth, hair health gummy bear. So
okay.
I've actually had some great results from people taking these gummy bears already. I just had a lady tell me, I don't know how, you know, true this is, like, but she said her hair grew 4.5 inches.
Really? And what span of time?
Within like a month and a half. And I don't know if that's that or it could be something else, but I mean, that's what she said her stylist said. And she
really? So let me ask, what makes Hairgenics different from the other products that's on the market?
Hairgenics has a great balance of everything you need. Now, there's some products that have the same stuff, but you have to have a perfect balance of each product in there for your hair to grow. Now, like most products, it has biotin in the product, but my product has 5,000 MCGs of biotin in it.
And there's okay. some products that have it's very concentrated.
Yeah, and biotin is very important for hair, skin, and nails. So you'll mm-hmm. see a big difference in that stuff. In your hair, skin, and nails, if you're taking a good amount of biotin, as well as a lot of other products, vitamin A, B, C, let me see, vitamin D in it. There's vitamin, let me see, there's inositol, choline, and it doesn't have saw palmetto in it. Saw palmetto will be in our advanced product because those actually, saw palmetto, some people are sensitive to that, you know.
So what is saw palmetto?
Saw palmetto is actually a product that's used to combat prostate cancer.
Oh, wow.
And a lot of men use that to help that, you know. So it's good to kind of
think
as a young man. I'll be 34 next Tuesday. And as a man, I need to
happy birthday, early birthday.
Thank you. I need to start taking that stuff, you know, pretty soon because at about 40, you start getting prostate exams.
Mm-hmm.
And if you can, you know, curb that from happening. Especially a black man, they usually have a higher issues with prostate. So, staying active and keeping on your supplements, that's something we didn't really do 50 years ago.
Right.
The info that we have now, is way more on point than we did
I'm going to have you back on the show, Dr. Justin, because you're giving us all the tea on men's health. And I'm sure that the ladies out there want to know all this stuff so that they can help take care of their king, honey, keep them longer.
Yeah.
let's get to the topic because we haven't gotten into the topic yet because you're giving us so much tea. And you know, by tea, I mean so much details, but so let's talk about the children, right? Children and teens. So how often are you seeing, you know, hair loss in children and teens? And what's your process for treating them? You know, is it first, do you kind of have therapy sessions with them or how does that go? What does that look like?
Yeah. A lot of times when I see kids, it's for usually like a issue having to do with fungus or bacteria. It could be from ringworms. It could be from a lot of times from, you know, medication. It could be hormones. It could be stress. A lot of kids.
As early as what age?
That's the hair loss starts.
Or that you notice the hair loss, at least in your.
I haven't seen anybody younger than about 7 years old yet.
Oh, but 7 is young.
Yeah, it is young, and but that's very very detrimental to kids. It's actually harder than being teased, you know, because that's the look you got to see themselves every day.
Right. So,
especially for teens, you know, when you get into teens and you have to deal with that and the social aspect of everything. My daughter's 14, and you know, if she had any patches in her hair, I'm sure she would be, you know, pretty much devastated.
Right.
At this point,
how do you treat the children that come in, or what's your process for treating children that come into your practice?
Well, treating children with hair loss is very sensitive. I mean, you have to look at it and get some background from the kids. and from their parents and see what's going on. Well, not from the kids, but from their parents and see what's going on and when this started and how they think it started and if they went to a medical doctor yet. And a lot of questions I have to ask, but sometimes kids pull their hair out, trichotillomania.
What's that? Can you say that again?
Trichotillomania, which is actually a mental disorder, right? And you know, kids just tend to kind of pull their hair out.
Really?
You know, they pull their hair out, not thinking, maybe nervousness or whatever it might be. You know, they just kind of pull their hair out, and sometimes they don't think about it. I mean, adults do it. They just pull their hair and get thin.
That's temporary, though, right? That's temporary.
Until it's controlled, it's just like popping your knuckles. You know, it's just like anything like that. That kind of helps you do. You know, it's like tapping your foot, constantly tapping your leg or whatever. It's one of those
out there that's listening. Walk me through what makes a parent decide to bring their child to you. And then two, what should a parent look for to say, hey, I think it's time to go see a trichologist or someone, you know, an expert?
Well, first of all, they don't have any answers. They can't figure out what's going on. Sometimes it's very hard for a parent, for their child to deal with this too. You know, it's probably just as hard for the parent as a child, just like the child. But what brings them in a lot of times, sometimes kids have behavioral issues, and it could be from parenting. It could be from a lot of stress in the house. And kids go through stress just like we do.
Wow.
And since the body doesn't need the hair, skin, and nails, you're going to see reactions in the hair, skin, and nails before you see vital organs or anything, or eating disorders. Or sometimes kids don't eat. You know, they have malnutrition because of the stress in their life. So with kids, it's a lot of stress induced. Sometimes they have alopecia areata, which is a circular, I'm sure you heard of that, it's a circular type of hair loss. It could be bacterial. Bacterial issues are very common. Medicine they're taking. Sometimes they have, you know, medicine they're taking to control this or that, and that can like ADHD medicine has a high concentration a lot of times, and it could help. It could cause hair loss, or it can
be like. Are you talking about things like Adderall?
Adderall.
Yeah, that's very interesting. I think you just the topic,
right? And based on your body, you can have hair loss or hair growth or excessive hair growth. Just kind of depends. And you know, you don't want your child to have excessive hair growth either, so that's an issue that I see also. So it's like
and I want you to explain really quickly to our listeners the difference between kind of scarring alopecia and non-scarring, right? Because so far, what you've mentioned seems to be a little treatable, right? But what about a child that may come in with scarring alopecia that's not treatable? How do you?
That's definitely an issue. That's not as common as, you know, you would see in adults for kids. But I've seen it, you know, the thing about it is you can't really do a whole lot of treatments with kids. You can't do laser therapy. I can give them a massage. You can kind of help the stress out in their life. You can kind of do a little micro needling. You can kind of change their shampoo. But a lot of that, it's very tricky. So a lot of times kids resort to, you know, wigs and wearing hair pieces.
So they'll come. So do you have like a section in your practice where there's like a little barber chair that you can kind of do something for them so they can feel immediate gratification?
Yeah, I have a styling chair. So the barbershop, I don't really do people with hair loss. I realized I used to have the practices in the same place. I used to see people with hair loss in the same as the barbershop, same place.
Right.
I realized that people that don't have hair don't want to be around people who do have hair. So that's why I had to switch the places and just go to my office and have that there and have the barbershop.
That makes a lot of sense. It could be intimidating, right? Here I am. And plus, I don't want everyone to see that I'm trying to get treatment. Because I think it's still very taboo for men. It's still very embarrassing.
Right, right. It is. It is. It is. It,
for men. Why do you think that? It, I mean, and not for nothing. I mean, because as a woman, this is my perception, and I could be totally wrong. I just feel like it's more acceptable or more accepted, right, for a man to be balding. Like, it's something that we all expect than for a woman to be going bald. So I would still wonder why a man would, you know, be so embarrassed. I mean, it might be a silly question, but I'm curious.
Well, it's not a silly question, but the funny part about it is I rarely see men. It's always women. Really? 95% of my clientele that I see in my hair restoration office is women.
Women.
I don't see men. Unless they're getting some kind of like S&P done in their scalp. They're going
S&P.
Specifically the scalp micropigmentation. Okay. We talked about, remember that?
Yeah.
The tattooing. Mm-hmm. So, or I'll just say scalp tattoo, right?
Yeah, scalp tattoo.
So basically, yeah, I see mostly, you know, women in there, and men don't want to address the issue. They have a hard time addressing it. They really do. They do. They don't.
But there's options for them before, because and I'm asking you as a trichologist now. I'm speaking to the trichologist side of you.
Yes.
Usually when you see the shininess on a man's head, right? Mm-hmm. What does that mean? I mean, obviously it's gone. The follicles are dead, right?
Yes.
But usually what's the cause of that shininess?
Good question. Some people have dull heads, some people have shiny heads.
Okay.
It could be, you know, oil follicles. It could be some people have drier skin, but you
but
know,
what I mean is what caused the death of that, of those follicles? Like, why is it that when with women, like for me, I was diagnosed with female pattern hair loss, right? So, you know, androgenic alopecia because of hormones and a whole bunch of other stuff, child. I had everything going on. But they were saying to me, like, to kind of be grateful, it's the good one to have for me because it's reverse, not reversible, but you can kind of manage it. Mm-hmm. Whereas with men, if you have pattern baldness, right, or hair loss, it's almost like it's done. Like, what?
Yeah. You got to catch it early. That's all.
So is that the DHT causing that shiny baldness at the top? Yeah.
DHT. What also too, like I said, some men have shiny scalps. Some have duller looking scalps. Like Michael Jordan, he has a duller looking scalp. You know, if you look at someone else, he might have a shinier scalp. So, you know, most guys who go bald do have a DHT issue or male pattern baldness issue.
But you don't want to treat that with hormones either, right? Because it has kind of like its benefits in other areas for men. I mean, mm-hmm. do you want to block DHT systemically?
Yeah. I mean, some of it, we need some DHT. Yeah.
Right.
In our body, but I mean, it doesn't mean that our body's not going to produce any DHT anymore. It's just going to you know, combat it a little bit, because the body wants to do what the body wants to do. I mean, you can get a hair transplant, you can get laser therapy. You get laser therapy and get the results you want, you got to keep doing it, because the body wants to do what it wants to do. And you know, it's like working out. We're getting older. It's like, you get up, I got to stretch now, you know?
Right.
Before I work out. So I didn't do that. I didn't do that when I was 15, when I was playing football.
Right.
You have to change, and sometimes
getting older is a blessing. That's what I say. Getting older is a blessing. That's all I'm gonna say about that.
Definitely.
So back to the children. Being that you're kind of limited on how you can treat them, and that you usually do like pieces for them to feel better. Mm. When do you start to see results? Do you kind of recommend that the parent, like, these are just questions that I have as a parent. If you know that a lot of it is stress induced, do you recommend that they see a therapist or someone that can kind of deal with that issue first?
Most definitely. Usually when people have seen me, I'm like the last resort, because they usually don't, most people don't know what a trichologist is. So what they do is they usually go see a doctor, go see a therapist to see what's wrong. Sometimes the doctor may not know that it's stress induced. I'm specifically trained on looking at the holistic side of it, you know,
right,
and see what's going on. Maybe perhaps something that's not particularly medical, but maybe, you know, it's emotional or psychological. Or
what's your process for diagnosing? Because everyone is different. I spoke to someone on the podcast last week who she actually puts the hair strand under a microscope.
I do, yes. We do a microscopic examination on everybody, a hair analysis. I can see down, I can see if it's, you know, degenerating. I can see if how dry the scalp is. I can see if the scalp is plugged up with, sometimes what I'll do is I'll create a little cream or something to help them to detox their scalp. And sometimes their scalp has too much sebum in it from the sebaceous glands, and sebum.
Wow.
Is
and you can see that from the
I wish I had a picture to show you.
I wish you did.
Yeah, I just pull it up right there.
But you have to come back. You have to come back. There's a lot to talk about. And I really think that we need a part two, especially to really dive in deeper on men's health, right?
Right.
Tips that you have for men, because while, you know, our base is predominantly women, right? Pretty much mostly women, all women. Mm-hmm. We all have sons. We have fathers. We have husbands, you know. We have people that, if anything, we're going to take the information and apply it more than a man would at this point. So listen, before we go, right, I have a few questions. Where can people find Hairgenics or Hairgenetics? What is it called?
Oh, yeah, Hairgenics. So you can find Hairgenics at myhairgenics.com. It's my and then H-A-I-R, Genics, G-E-N-I-X.com.
Okay.
So, products are there. It's great. Right now, it's just one product. Gummy. I'm working on more. I'm working on a lot of kids. Actually, it's funny. I'm working on kids gummies. So since my daughter's 14, my son is 6. So I'm working on like kids vitamin C gummies. I'm working on restful gummies that help them sleep with a little bit of melatonin in them.
You know, I'm working on. Okay.
Yes. Uh-huh.
We need those. I have four sons. Okay. So I have four sons.
Bless you. Man, you look great.
Thank you.
Yeah.
So I'll definitely need some of those pills. Gummy vitamins. Make that very clear. And then the second question is, if you can, you know, for the parents that are in your area, really quickly, let them know what they should look for, like just two signs or three signs, and where they can find you.
Yeah. So if you're looking for, like, you mean for teens or children?
For teens, children.
Signs for like hair loss or.
Yeah. So why would they decide to bring them to you? Why should they, if they're listening to this podcast right now and they're in your area and they're like, hey, I think, you know, my kid might benefit. What should they look for before they call you?
Like I said, most of the time, people don't look to me as the first resort.
Right.
A lot of times I'm referred to by a dermatologist or I'm referred to by, maybe a medical doctor, which I have some,
people in your network
relationships with. Yes.
Awesome.
And vice versa. So if I see someone who needs to get blood work done, I'll send them there. So then I can review the blood work or he can and send me the information.
Oh, you got this on lock. I'm telling you, you're in this whole system. I got you.
So
where's your shop? Where's your barbershop? Cause I know you said for teens and children, they usually do like pieces, something that's going to give them instant gratification.
Yeah, definitely. So my barbershop is in Camarillo, California, Icon Barber Company. And we take men, children. We don't do, you know, hair loss there particularly. I do some treatments, but my office, the Scalp Lab, it's in Westlake Village, California. So close to Thousand Oaks, California here.
Okay.
And or Calabasas if you're coming from that way, about next door, neighbor. So I see all my clients there. It's pretty much 20 minutes from LA. You'll come to me because usually I'm the person who soothes the scalp. A lot of times our scalp is always stimulated with things, stimulated by brushing, stimulated by washing your hair. So my job is to soothe, get the scalp familiar with growing again and get out of the atmosphere it's in. Because sometimes we go through there's hair loss for a lot of reasons. There's, you know, there's stress, like I said, there's nutrition deficiencies, there's environmental stressors, bad water. Like in California, the water is so bad.
Wow.
Really hard water. So if you're from Texas or you're from somewhere down south or where they have like great running fresh water,
right,
and then you're gonna come over here and see a big difference.
Right,
it's gonna be dry, it's gonna be scaly. So that's something you have to watch out for out here, because, you know, it's California's desert, you know. But
right
even though, Even though I'm right by the beach, it's still desert by the beach.
Right.
So being said that, what else? It could be medications. It could be like telogen effluvium. Like that's like another stress-induced type of thing that's usually autoimmune. It'll go for example, telogen effluvium could be like someone having surgery or something. So the body doesn't really know how to react, but it reacts in the hair, skin, nails.
Right.
You know, or an accident, traumatic accident
happened. 19.
Right. Traumatic accident. So you get a car accident, whatever, you fall down. Your hair, you can see that. Or how should I say? Maybe you had did I say surgery? Surgery, accident, or maybe having a baby. Having a baby is like a traumatic thing. It's a very it takes everything out of you, pretty much.
Right.
So
literally everything. So we talk about telogen effluvium a lot at Hair Scripts and on the Supernaturalist podcast. But listen, it was such a pleasure having you on today to talk about hair loss in teens, in children, and of course in men. We touched on that a lot too. So I mean, I'm definitely giving you an open invite to come back so we can go deeper into the tea on men one day. And just thank you so much for joining us. Do you have anything else that you would like to throw out there to the Supernaturalist?
I would say take your biotin. Try to use shampoos that have less sulfates and parabens in them.
Mm-hmm.
Try to find brushes that don't scratch the scalp. Kind of rub the scalp like you do with the tip of your fingers, not your nails.
Mm-hmm.
I would suggest brushing your hair before you wash it. Start from the bottom, work your way up if you're a lady, I would suggest to rinse your hair with cooler water than warm. Let me see.
What's the science behind that?
Drink a lot of water. Science behind what?
Behind rinsing your hair with cooler water as
opposed to- because it's less harsh on the scalp. So when you're already brushing it and washing it, the last thing you want to do is put more heat on it. And usually if you have any swelling or something, you put like ice on it, right? So it'll calm the swelling. You don't want your scalp to be inflamed, and it closes the follicle too. And a little bit more when it's hot, it opens it close, it's closed. So you'll get less sick in essence, right? If you rinse it with cooler water. So, when you're going outside. So it's just some tips, I don't know everything, but just little tips, little cookies.
Yeah, I think you're being extremely modest, but thank you so much for joining. And everyone can find you where on Instagram, because your Instagram page is lit. I feel like you definitely underrepresented yourself today because you are doing a huge job. And you're like, oh no, I just do this. I do a little bit, you're being very modest today.
Thank you.
Where can they find you on Instagram?
Yeah, my Instagram handle is the Famous Barber. So I go by the Famous Barber. Everybody calls me that, and pretty catchy, right? So try to
absolutely can't miss it.
Yeah. If you want to look at my hair loss products, is Hairgenix at Hairgenix, HairGenix.
Okay.
And then the Scalp Lab, of course. The Scalp Lab, Westlake, and Icon Barber Company. How can I forget? Icon Barber Company.
That's going on.
That's four handles for you to check it out.
Can we find it all at the Famous Barber?
Yes, you pretty much, I think.
Okay.
Yeah, the Famous Barber.
Thank you so much, Dr. Justin Houston.
Thank you very much.
You should not be a stranger to the show.
Cool. You mind if we get, got to get a selfie picture. Not a picture, but let me take a picture.
Oh, yeah, of course. You caught me
on my phone. Cool. I got a couple. Thank you.
Okay.
Sounds good. Have a good day.
You too. Take.
Oh, have a good evening. It's 9 o'clock, right?
It's 9 p.m. over here on the east. Yeah, in the east.
Get some rest.
I'll try. Take care.
Okay, bye-bye.